Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What community?
Well, we're focusing on Florida today, ma'am. It's mostly a topic about hurricanes. It'll be very quick. For example, my first question to you, ma'am, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family.
Oh, great, ma'am. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, ma'am. And tell me, what year was your home built? Do you know?
2004.
Great. And moving on, ma'am, my other question to you would be is, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
15.
Okay. And moving on quickly, ma'am, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, for example, a tropical storm, a Category 1, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5 hurricane? Any of those?
Yes.
Oh, which one, ma'am?
Definitely tropical storm, Category 3 and 4, I think.
No problem, ma'am. All right. Do you remember the name of the tropical storm?
No.
Or the Category 3 or Category 4 hurricanes? Or at least a year. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Hang on, my husband will. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I think it was Ira, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Baby, what was the name of the hurricanes that hit us recently? Well, I mean, like, in the last few years. Was it Ira? Was that one of them? Ira. Michael.
Okay.
Anything else you remember? What was last year? Like the last one that like swooped around us. I don't remember that one. That's all. That's all I remember.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. Moving on quickly. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what would you say was the estimated damage in dollars? Like in your own words, what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had to fix our roof. It was about $15,000.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And moving on quickly, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage in your home? Like, for example, would you say wind debris breaking the window, wind damaging the roof, ocean surge, flooding related to a hurricane, or tree falling on a house? Any of those or something different?
It was wind damage to the roof.
Okay, no problem. And moving on quickly, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, ma'am? For example, would you put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative, or you would not make any preparations or something different?
Yeah, we would prepare the house, remove anything that could be picked up by the wind, move the cars close to the house. We would evacuate if we needed to.
Okay, no problem. All right, then moving on. My other question to you, women. Thank you for your feedback, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well. Well, my other question is, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you say when a hurricane watch is issued, which is 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, which is within 36 hours, or when your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
A few hours.
A few hours, no problem. And considering yourself and others in your household, ma'am, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. I just want you to select your top three sources of information. Would you say internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, something different?
It would be internet.
Internet sources, no problem. Moving on quickly. Well, you can choose up to three more, ma'am. Any other option? Like you have radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, or something different?
It would be like weather.com, stuff like that. Maybe social media would be another one.
No problem. All right, ma'am. And moving on, we would also like to know, ma'am, my other question to you would be is, we would like to know, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from a 1 to a 5?
I'd give us a 4.
A 4, no problem. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? For example, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of housing, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials. Any of those prepared impacted your ability to prepare for hurricanes?
I mean, finances sometimes.
Finances, no problem. All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, ma'am? Would you say it's located in a flood or evacuation zone?
We're not in either of those. Nope.
No? Okay, ma'am. And when would you evacuate? Would you say if a hurricane watch is issued, which is like a possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, which is expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or you wouldn't?
Again, it depends on the risk, but if we were going to evacuate, it would be within the longest, 48 hours.
No problem. If you needed to evacuate, ma'am, where would you go? Would you say to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, another location within the state as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave?
We would probably go to another state.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. Thank you so far for your answers. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Oh, Lord, we have 4.
4, no problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. What would you say is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$5,000, I think.
No problem. And moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well is how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say you're very certain you could come up with that? You could probably come up with it, or you could probably not come up with it, or you're certain you could not come up with it?
Probably could.
You probably could come up with the $5,000. Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, I would just want to know, ma'am, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Like in 1 year, do you feel it has decreased, remained the same, or increased?
My homeowners, it hasn't changed.
Remained the same. Okay, what about in 1 to 3 years? Do you feel your home insurance rate has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
It's pretty stable.
Remain the same. Okay, ma'am. What about in the last 3 to 5 years? Do you feel your home insurance rate change has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
3 to 5, it's increased over that time.
Increased. Would you say increased 1 to 10% or over
10%?
Oh. 1 to 10%. And in the last 5 to 10 years, do you feel your home insurance rate has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
Increased.
Over 1 to 10% or just, I'm sorry, within 1 to 10% or over 10%?
I would say probably over 10% over 10 years.
No problem. Moving on. Thank you for your answers. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take, ma'am? Did you say that you changed insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
We didn't do anything. We just paid it. Yeah.
Oh, you paid a higher rate. No problem, ma'am. And mm-hmm. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what would is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Would you say 100% that you want it to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%, ma'am?
I wouldn't go below 100%.
All right. Okay, well, moving on quickly. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you move to another home within the same county, or would you move to another county within Florida, or would you move to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I mean, if it increased like a lot, we would move to another state.
No problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Would you say a yes or a no?
to cancel the insurance? No, I would not cancel my insurance.
No. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
All of them should help. Depending on the level of the disaster.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, is my other question is, in a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? Remember, 1 is that, I'm sorry, 1 is that you have no confidence, and 5 is that you have a high level of confidence that building codes are being enforced.
Hold on, that's another one from my husband.
Okay, take your time.
Baby. What's the scale again?
1 to a 5, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
How much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1 to 5, 5 being very sure. We're talking about hurricanes.
Right. About
3.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'll try focusing mostly on you, ma'am, since I'm interviewing you, but I'll be quick. What about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? From your knowledge, ma'am, from a 1 to a 5, how confident are you that that's happening, that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? From a 1 to a 5, how much would you rate it?
Land, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't ask 3, I guess. I don't know.
No problem. What about that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk from a 1 to a 5? How confident are you that that's happening? That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk from a 1 to a 5?
I don't know because I'm not a 3. I'll give you a 3.
No problem. Moving on, that new development takes into account flood risk from a 1 to a 5. How much would you rate that in your level of confidence?
For that one, I would say a 1.
A 1. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss from a 1 to a 5. How confident are you that this has been happening?
1.
Okay, ma'am, moving on quickly. We would just like to know, ma'am, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Would you say a yes or a no, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, would you say yes, it's happening, and you will be affected, or would you say yes, it's happening? You're unsure if you will be affected, or yes, it's happening, but you will not be affected.
Yes, it's happening, and I'm not sure if I would be affected.
No problem. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, ma'am, how should they fund these initiatives? Do you think they should increase income tax, they should increase property tax, or they should increase both income and property tax?
Property tax,
no problem. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, like under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are very are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area, ma'am? Would you say extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? For example, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or something different? Any of those, ma'am? You could choose up to 3.
I don't remember all of them. So schools were important. The size. The size of the house was important, and walkability.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. Moving on quickly. How long do you plan on living on your current address? Would you say less than 1 year? Between 1 to less than 3 years? Between 3 to less than 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to less than 20 years? Or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. These last questions, ma'am. Would you say your age is 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
It's the 35 to 40, 54, I think.
All right, ma'am. Your gender, I need to ask this question. Would you say you're female or male?
Female.
Okay, ma'am. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Six.
Six? How many are under 12 years old?
None.
And how many are over 65 years old?
None.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, would you say you're single, married, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Okay, ma'am. What is the highest level or of education you have completed or someone in your household has completed? Huh?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree. Great, ma'am. And moving on, would you say you're of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right, ma'am. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Okay. What language is mostly spoken in your home?
English.
All right, ma'am. And tell me, which is the income range of your household? Would you say under $20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100?
Over 100.
Okay, ma'am. And that concludes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.